Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And we're live tonight, but I'm surprised because we are really snowed in. We're in the refrigerator here in the middle of Arkansas. They're calling it a historic snowstorm, but I know it's over other states besides just Arkansas. Oklahoma had the worst also. But they're calling it historic because it has never been this much snow. We've had over 2 feet of snow dumped on top of some other snow that hadn't even melted yet. So they're calling it historic. Plus the fact that it got down to 15 below zero the other night. The coldest ever for this part of the country. Oklahoma, they said, got down to 31 below zero. That sounds like the North Pole. It doesn't sound like Arkansas.
Or Alaska, huh?
So we're in two locations tonight because nobody's going anywhere. I'm in my house, and Julia's in her house. So we're connected via the phone, and we just hope everything's going to work out, and we can communicate in this way. Mm-hmm. But we went on a cruise last week. And we were down in the Bahamas, and it was really nice and warm, and we're in shorts and everything. And then we heard that we had the first snowstorm hit while we were gone. So we thought, well, we're good thing we're down there. Then we were trying to get back, and the flights were all delayed. We were stuck in Miami trying to get home, and we finally made it as far as Dallas, and they couldn't get us any further, and Dallas was even snowed in. They said it snowed went as far as San Antonio, and it never goes down there. So this is really a weird winter. Mm-hmm. But we were stuck there in Dallas trying to get home, and it took us to the next day. We had to stay overnight, and finally we did get home. And it had melted enough that we could make it back up to our mountain. And then it was only a day or so later, I think this is about Wednesday, this really deep snow came in. But the weird thing is, in a couple of days, we're going up to 60, so it'll all be gone by that time.
We hope.
We hope so. But anyway, it's strange. She's in her house, I'm in mine, and we're having a little... an extra time on our vacation, I guess you would say.
You may be. I don't know what vacation I'm taking.
Well,
I'm just walking everywhere, and I had to get home before it got dark, so I'm not walking after dark.
Yeah, she lives on the same property up here, but it's down in the woods, and she couldn't get her car out because of all the snow, so she walked up to the office,
mm-hmm.
been working there. But I've been stuck in here anyway. Of course, I'm working on 3 more books, so I never really get a vacation anyway. I was working on it while I was down on the cruise, too.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're trying to do it this way. But I know that other parts of the country that are in snow, too, because they said there were 30 states that were snow-covered.
Yes.
So this is turning out to be a really bad winter, I guess you would say.
Well, maybe just a different winter. Maybe this is part of the shifting. So it's like, welcome to the shift. So.
The climate changing and all of that. But
we'll just call it shift.
For it to be that cold, though, that had to come down so far. That's like part of the North Pole is trying to move down into our area.
Well, it was an Arctic blast.
Okay.
It was definitely Arctic.
Let me give out the toll-free number in case anyone wants to call in tonight. The number is 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. And, Julie, do you want to explain part of what was happening last week?
Well, it wasn't last week. It was the week before. But the last show, and we want to apologize. It's some of the same stuff that's happening right now, I just noticed. We really don't know what was happening, if there was a delay factor in the transmission so that we weren't quite hearing, or we were answering and then the people on the line weren't hearing us or something, or it was delayed when they did hear us. but it was a lot of talking over each other, and it was just, you know, we weren't hearing things very well. So it was a very mixed up show. It probably came across as very mixed up. We were getting frustrated on our end because we couldn't, it's like we couldn't talk, you know, something wasn't happening and stuff. So we apologize for that, and hopefully it'll be better today, especially with these circumstances right now. So, but we'll do our best, and we're trying to make it to where it's not discombobulated. So,
yeah, it was hard to understand some of the callers, and I think that was part of the over-talking each other, you know.
Right, and I'd like to explain, I mean, I know, you know, part of my purpose, if people are seeing us on lectures, part of my purpose there is to help translate questions because it is hard to understand everybody all the time. And so sometimes I can hear them better or I can understand what they're asking better, and then I just field that out for you. So please don't see me as an interference here. I really do have a purpose. Plus, you know, and I've just grown into Dolores' sidekick. And so, you know, hopefully you don't see me as an interference and somebody that's just talking on here. I really do have a purpose. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, you're very important, especially when we're traveling overseas and the lectures, and we're in the big halls and things, and we're in other countries, the accents that people have, and when you're in halls, everything is distorted, the sound and everything, and it's very hard to understand people's questions. So
right. Mm-hmm.
I refer to Julie as my translator. Even in England, she has to translate the English.
Even in the United States, I have to translate the English.
Because of the accents and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it is more difficult when you're up there on the stage and trying to hear people talking from other parts of the room. So she has an important role. And also in our lectures, she has begun to add a lot of things that are very interesting, too, things that she has come up with and that she's discovering. So she is kind of interweaving with a lot of my work now, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
So I know that's what we heard, that there were complaints, and we wanted to straighten that out. That was what was going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so I think we kind of got that caught up.
Right.
But it's funny to be here in the icebox anyway.
Well, it's starting to thaw.
Yeah. This is part of all of it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be gone for about 3 weeks.
Right.
I'm going to have to tell, you know, the ones who put this on that we won't be live for 3 more weeks.
We could go ahead and talk about that if you want. We could go ahead and let everybody know what's coming up and where they are if you want. We were going to do that at the end, but since you mentioned it, we could go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, I was going to try to add it at the end, but sometimes we're rushing right before they're going to shut the show down. So maybe we better talk about it now.
Right.
We're leaving on Monday, and after all this snow, tell them the first place we're going to.
Hey, we'd be going to the beaches of Hawaii. It's a
we're
rough life.
We're getting out of the icebox.
Right,
we're
going to
get out
life.
Of the icebox, okay.
Yes,
But tell them we're going to have I'm going to have a lecture. We're going to be in Honolulu. There'll be a lecture there. What day is the lecture?
The lecture is on the 16th. That's a Wednesday.
And then after that, we'll be having a class.
Yes.
What am I, hypnosis?
Right. You're having your hypnosis, and I feel like we're talking over each other again, so there must be that delay.
Yeah, because you're not here, I can't tell. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, there'll be a level one class teaching a Dolores' technique, everything you need to know to know how to do her technique, and that class will be in Honolulu from the, that'll be Friday through Sunday. It'll be the 18th through the 20th.
That weekend.
Right, that weekend. Now, the lecture, and that's a three-hour lecture. We call it an evening with Dolores, and that's where she'll talk about, you might want to explain what that is. Mom. I'll call you Mom.
Okay, but when I do the evening one, you know, I do a lot of talking and things, but also we're always open to questions. Anybody asking questions about my books or anything that I've written about, and there's a lot of different topics. Mm-hmm. But that goes on for about 2 hours with the lecture and the questions and answer, and then I spend the last hour, we do a group regression.
Right.
And put everybody in the audience under at one time and take them into a past life. This is very popular. I've done it all over the world. In some places, we do it as a workshop, and we spend 3 hours. It's a whole day, really, for the workshop, and we do different parts to it. But when I'm doing a lecture like this, we just stick with one part. And we take people, a whole audience, back into the past life. And it turns into a lot of fun.
Right.
And we've done it everywhere. We did it in Singapore and when I was on this last trip. And we've done it in several cities in Australia. We did it in France and in England. We do it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And people do like it because they can participate in something.
Right.
And I've gotten emails that said, just that little hour that we did, and it's a very light trance. It's not the deep trance that I use in my work. It's a light trance so that people can remember what they're seeing and they can write it down. But I've gotten emails that said, even in that light trance, the people were amazed that they got a lot of information.
Right. Well, you can get a lot of information.
Yeah, even in just something as simple like that is just like playing a game, really.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One of the emails, the man said that he'd never been able to be hypnotized, and he was worried about it, but he said he went in there with an open mind telling them, and you know who we mean by them,
mm-hmm.
that I want to have an experience. He said, I'm ready to have an experience. And he was amazed that he was able to see things and went into a very significant past life in just that hour that we played the game with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing this now just about everywhere I go as part of the evening with Dolores Cannon.
Right.
So in Honolulu, we'll be doing the lecture and the group regression first, and that'll be next Wednesday.
Right.
And you said you want them to go on our
website? Well, all of the information is on DoloresCannon.com. If they just look up events, it'll show where everything is. This one is at the Best Western, the Plaza Hotel on North Nimitz Highway in Honolulu. But they can get the exact details on the website, or they can call if they don't have internet access. So,
Is also there, isn't it?
Yeah, but we don't give that information out until somebody registers.
Yeah, they register first. Okay, but the class is there in Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that weekend, then we come back to the States, but we don't come home yet. We go directly to California.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing the same thing in Burbank.
Right.
California. So tell them about that.
And that will be, the talk will be on Wednesday the 23rd. And that will be the same. And that is at the Holiday Inn Burbank Media Center, 150 East Angelino Avenue, Burbank, California. And again, all that information is on the website, DoloresCannon.com, under events. So you can register for these talks online, or you can definitely get the information of how to call us or whatever you want to do to register. And then the class, again, teaching her technique, will be Friday through Sunday, so it'll be the 25th through the 27th.
And this, in California, we are doing an advanced class, but it's only open to those who have already taken the first class.
Right, so there's no need to mention it.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I didn't mention it.
Unless there's somebody out there who was taking the class and didn't know about it.
Well, they're notified.
Turning out, it's going to be a big class. It's always good when you get a lot of people and they can all mingle together, and they, you know, it's a lot of give and take. And
right, actually, both classes are filling up very quickly, so they're about full.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be the the last weekend of February, or what is it?
Yes, that's the last weekend of February. It's the 25th through the 27th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there's something else that's going to happen. You know, I do a lot of filming. Everywhere I go, doesn't matter where it is, here, overseas, everywhere I go, people always want me to do some filming. And they come to our hotel rooms. We do it everywhere. Can I just film an interview with you? And I never know what's going to happen to the interview or where it's going to end up. A lot of them have ended up on YouTube that people have shot of me, and I never know. I never see any of this until it's done. So I do a lot of that, and I never know what's going to happen with it. Some of them have ended up in documentaries and some on a large the stations on television, and other ones have been put into documentaries that are being shown out there. Well, a month ago, we got this email saying that something that I shot is now in a movie. And the movie is going to be having the premiere there in Hollywood while I'm out there. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to know if I wanted to come for the premiere. And I said, well, I'm going to be there anyway. That really works out. I don't want to come home and get another ticket and go back. I'm just going to stay after the class and stay for the premiere. Now, they're calling it a movie. I have the feeling it's a movie along the line of What the Bleep or The Secret, the way those were put together, where they had interviewed a lot of different people and put it all together. That's what I'm guessing, because I have no idea what they do with this film once they get it done. Uh-huh. I vaguely remember shooting for it when I was out there in Hollywood a year or more ago. And the name of the movie is called Three Magic Words. And I remember asking the guy, what are the three magic words? He said, that's for me to know and for you to find out. He said, we're not going to reveal it until the movie is shown. And I said, okay, but how am I going to know what answers you want, what you want me to talk about? And he said, I'll ask the questions, you just answer the questions, and then we'll put it all together. So I said, well, I'm hoping that I'm giving them what they wanted. So I have no idea what this is all about, what the three magic words are. But they said they've already shown it in Japan and in Hawaii, and they said it had a very good reception. So okay. It's going to be on Friday. What is that, the 4th, March the 4th?
March the 4th,
Tell them the information about that, because the premiere is open to anybody who wants to come to see it.
Right. And it's at the Harmony Gold Theater, 7655 West Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, and it's at 8 p.m. is the screening. So, and then they have, I think we have a link on our site. Also on our Facebook site, if they want to register for the screening through our site, that'd be fine. But it's a $20 for an early bird to go, or $25 at the door. So anyway, that'll be fun. I was just looking at your picture. They have your picture on here. You're going to be a panelist. I don't know where that picture came from, but it's good.
Well, when I saw it, I think it was one that he took. He may have taken it from the film, or he was taking some still pictures, too.
Yeah, I don't recognize that. It's a good picture. So.
Well, one thing they want me to do when I come out for the premiere, they're going to have a panel afterwards of the ones who were in the movie, I guess the ones who can get there. And they're going to have a panel, so I'll be there. After the showing, they're going to have the panel in the theater there.
Right.
So we'll find out what that's all about, but I guess it'll be people asking questions. So I'll be there that night on Friday, March the 4th. And it begins at 8 o'clock, doesn't it?
Right. The screening is at 8.
Anybody in the Hollywood area who wants to come and see it, I'll be there.
Right.
So it's going to be about 3 weeks before I get back here, and the snow should all be gone, and maybe we'll go into spring, and we won't have any more winter.
Right. Well, they keep promising an early spring, so I hope so.
Okay, but so that's the next 3 weeks. We're going to have a lot of events. You know, during the winter, during the holidays especially, is when I kind of hibernate. And I don't try not to go anywhere because of the difficulty getting out. So it's the only time of the year that I'm not doing these trips and traveling and lecturing and giving classes. So now it starts again, and it's going to be constant now all through the rest of the year.
Right. So I have a lot of the things posted, but they're not all posted yet, but a lot are. And so that'll give people an idea. I've got it, a lot of it through the summer. And then that'll give an idea. Then I haven't gotten Australia and everything up there yet, but we are going, and England also in the fall. So
As soon as we left Australia, they started booking the venues for this year, 2011. They wanted to get them all tied down. So we hardly got home when they've already started booking all that. That's in way into November, the whole month of November and October and November. So all of that is already scheduling. One thing they wanted to tie down was November 11/11/11.
Mm-hmm.
And they figured that's going to be a big day. So they wanted to get their venue. They're going to have a conference, and I'm going to be there for that. So all of that had to be done a whole year ahead of time.
Right.
So this is going to be a very busy year, and I bet it's going to go fast, just the way 2010 did.
Right.
It was like the whole year evaporated on us. I don't know where it went to.
You had some emails, didn't you, from people?
Yeah, I had some questions that I wanted to bring up. I've been trying to for the last 2 weeks, the last two shows, I mean. But we got off sidetracked off into some other things. But there were a lot of questions, and some of these are the same questions that people ask all the time. And I thought I had answered a lot of them, but when you keep getting emails asking the same thing, I guess I'm not answering a lot of them.
Right.
Or they don't get any information. Right. Yeah, they don't get it anyway. But a lot of it is the same questions anyway.
Well, but they're good questions. And so if they then there are a lot of other people that just haven't asked them. That means that there's a lot of people wanting to know that information. So,
yeah, I tell people we get a tremendous amount of emails.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't believe the amount of emails that are sent to me. And I do read every one of them. I do want you to know that. Out there, I do read the emails. I just am not able to answer all of them. There are just too many. Some of them, the ones who are requesting sessions and want help, are passed on to other people who do the bookings on those things.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the ones in people in the office can answer some of the questions, but it's just impossible to answer them all. So that's why I pulled out some that were on different topics here to... we can cover that. But if anyone wants to call in, they're free to do it, because that's all we're going to do is try to get to these questions tonight. Okay, but I think you did say, and we're going back to Australia, we're also going, and New Zealand, we're also going back to Singapore, and we're doing a class in Singapore this time, and they're trying to set up to go to Shanghai, to China, on the same trip.
Right.
So that's going to be a long trip, October and November.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing a lot in England, all over England, I think into Scotland too, aren't we?
It keeps changing. It's a UK tour, and it did some more changing today, so it's still evolving.
Okay, so that is in the summer, so there's a lot going on. And then we have our conference in June. And when I get back, we're going to start having as guests on the show, we'll be having some of the speakers that we're going to have at our conference.
Right, so we might go ahead and give a heads up. That's the second weekend in June, June 10th through the 12th will be the conference. And we are getting some beginning information on the website about it. So,
yeah, I think you've started sending out postcard blasts, too, to tell people the dates.
Right,
And we're going to have some wonderful speakers.
Right.
We want to tell them about Dee Wallace is one of them.
Right. She's, if everybody remembers, she's the mother on E.T., so you might remember her from that. She's been in a lot of other movies, but that's what I think we most know her from, is Lovable Mom. So, and she is fantastic. I have heard her radio show, and I have seen some of her workshops that she has done. Oh, my goodness, this woman is phenomenal. And she's amazing.
And she's specializing in healing now, isn't she?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, and so, it's fantastic what she does. So
she's our keynote speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And we were advertising we were going to have Arun Gandhi, because he's one of my authors. You know, he's the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, and we publish his books. He was set to come, but now there's a conflict because they've asked him to come to, what was it, Zimbabwe?
It's in Africa. I can't remember the state in Africa, but to be the guest of honor at a function there. So, about spreading nonviolence. So.
He didn't know, he felt really bad about it, but he thought it was important because this is going to mostly be focused on the young people who will be the leaders of tomorrow. So he thought it was very important to go to that and speak to those people in Africa.
Right, right.
So maybe we can get him next year. He's as busy as I am.
Right. And what you don't know just happened today is we just confirmed with Georgios Tsoukalos. So he will be a keynote speaker as well.
Or tell him who he is.
Okay, he is. He has Legendary Times magazine, and he is an ancient astronaut researcher. You probably know even more about him. You might explain more about what he does and everything. But he goes out there. He investigates all the pyramids and the all the ancient astronaut theories and all of their workings and everything. So this is going to be really cool. He has a whole slide presentation, and you know, it'll be very, very fun. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the real Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw an email that he's the producer and the advisor on an ancient astronaut. I think it was a film or a documentary or something that's on TV. And he said it took off tremendously, and he's had a tremendous response on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's been taking a lot of his time. But he does go to these countries, and he investigates these things, and he's an expert on it. So he will be taking the place of Gandhi, I guess, then.
Right. Uh-huh. He will be the speaker on Saturday night.
Uh-huh. Yep. So it's going to be fantastic. It's a three-day conference, and it grows every year. We've had over 400 last year, and it's getting bigger every year. And everybody has been telling us it's the best they've been to. So anyway, you check on our website, you'll know more about it. And if you, but mostly on that, I guess, we'll be sending out flyers and email blasts to let everybody know what's happening. That's in June.
Right.
And then July, we're going to do an Around the United States lecture tour again.
Right.
And up into Canada. So anyway, I'm not sitting home twiddling my thumbs. Now everything begins again.
So
there's a lot happening right now. Okay. Okay, so I got some of these notes written down here that have to do with these questions that people wanted to know. One, you know, some of these are, I think they're kind of simple, but then that's kind of putting people down because it's important to them. But I would have thought, well, I thought they would figure these things out, but I guess people don't. I shouldn't have said it like that. Anyway, one of the, you know what I mean? To us, what is simple is not simple to other people who are just starting out in these things. Okay, one of the questions they keep talking about is seeing repeated numbers everywhere they go. People said they see them on signs and clocks and, you know, everywhere. And the numbers are usually 11-11, 11-22, or
33. 33, 44, 55, 66.
But mostly 11s and 22s are the main ones, and they see them 11-22 or 11-11. Mm-hmm. And they keep saying, am I going crazy? Everywhere I look, I see these numbers. I wake up and see the clocks, and it's reading these numbers out. And they want to know, what is that all about? Well, I thought people knew this is common. Those are the master numbers in numerology.
Mm-hmm.
If you know anything about numerology, 11s and 22s and 33s are considered the master numbers, the power numbers. And, of course, Doreen Virtue has a part in one of her books all about the repeating numbers, too,
right,
going all the way up to, I think, 9-9 even.
9-9, uh-huh.
And explaining
right
what they all mean.
Mm-hmm.
But we're mostly concerned with the smaller ones. Now, these, to me, are very important. I see them a lot, too, and I look for them now.
I was going to say, if anybody ever knew how much you look for them. They're going, oh, okay.
Well, they're there. Because when I'm leaving on a trip, I'm going to catch a plane, or I'm going to the hotel or the convention center, and I'm going to do a talk, I see them everywhere. I mean, they're on signs, they're on the sides of buses, they're on license plates, they're everywhere, 11s mm-hmm and 22s. And what that does is tell me, chill out, relax, everything is going to be fine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the trip, the airplane trip's going to be fine, the lecture's going to be fine. It's just telling me they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider, like, my guides and guardian angels are giving me signs.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them what you think, how you express it.
Well, and what I had read, and that's exactly how it feels, is when I had heard it's your guide, guardian angels, whatever. It's a message, definitely. But it's like they're giving you a hug. And that's another way of saying it's they're there, and they're saying it's all okay. But I can feel it when I see it, especially when I just walk in and it's all like 444, you know, or something like that. That's a major one if it's a triple number. You know, it's going, oh, okay, really trying to get your attention. And so, and I just pause for that moment and say thank you, because it's like they broke through. That acknowledges that they broke through, got the message to you that they're there, they're with you, giving you a hug. And it might just be like a high sign, you know, thumbs up, you're doing good, everything's fine, you know,
uh-huh,
here's your hug, you know. It's a very positive message is what it is. That's one of the ways, you know, they have difficulty. We don't listen. We have so many distractions. We don't listen to them, to the messages. We don't, you know, so that's a real easy way for them to break through and talk to us is through numbers. So,
mm-hmm, yeah, some
give a high sign.
Some of the emails, they thought it was kind of creepy, and they didn't know, what is this? They thought something was wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going crazy or something? And we said, no, it's just a common sign that your guides and guardian angels are there. They're looking out for you,
mm-hmm,
and they take care of you.
Ah, and the fact that you're noticing the numbers, that means they've got your attention. So
mm-hmm,
you are now noticing, and you are getting it. So that's like, to me, it's a prerequisite or pre-step to the next stage is where you will start communicating. You're opening up your channels of communication is what's happening. So
mm-hmm,
it's a pre one. You're not aware that you're opening it up. So,
well, Julie is correct too, because they're always trying to communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
In my work, they're always saying, we're here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We never leave you. You're never ever alone. And they try so hard to get through to you. And they try other methods, you know, little subtle methods, sometimes
mm-hmm
people think they're coincidences, to get your attention. And we just don't pay attention.
Right.
And people say, well, I don't hear them. I don't know what they're trying to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
They are practically screaming at you most of the time.
Right.
And our minds are too busy to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers are an easy way to sneak it through.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so I hope
that... Yeah, you can't deny the numbers. I mean, especially when you go, what does that mean? I'm seeing all these repeating. Well, then, okay, it got through. It got through. It made you stop for that fraction of a second and go, I wonder if that means something. Yes, it means something.
But,
bravo.
Yeah, you said it is like giving you a hug.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's reassurance that relax. The trip's going to be
mm-hmm
okay. The lecture will be okay. The class will be all right. And they're kind of, you know, they're patting me on the back saying everything's okay.
Right.
So if you see repeating numbers, that's what it is. They're talking to you.
Right.
Just say thank you. I know you're there, and I appreciate it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Always like say thank you.
Yeah. Like you said, then you'll begin to communicate more freely with them.
Absolutely. Because you've just allowed the door to open a little bit more when you did that, by acknowledging it and giving gratitude for it. Mm-hmm. You just opened the door a little bit more.
This way they won't have mm-hmm. to scream at you and hit you over the head with something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It'd be a whole lot easier.
Right. Well, I mean, they still may have to, because it seems like that's a requirement for a while until you finally hear them. But this is a beginning. You're seeing that. Okay, you're acknowledging that they are communicating, and so that's where it can shift from that point. Okay, maybe I'll start listening, you know, because that's telling you they are communicating, and then you go to the next step.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the simplest one. Mm-hmm. I just assumed, I guess, that everybody knew that's what the repeating numbers meant.
No, I'm surprised. A lot of people do not know. And so that's why it's good to answer, because especially when people go, does it mean something? So they're seeing it and not realizing that, yes, it does mean something.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's another one here that I've gotten several emails about, and I know I've covered this in some of my earlier lectures. But, you know, sometimes, and I know these things are in the books, but like you said, there's so much in the books that it's hard for people to remember everything.
Right, and you know, because you wrote them and you lecture on them all the time. So to you, it's like, well, everybody, I talk about this all the time, but you forget this is new material for most of the people. So,
yeah, especially mm-hmm. these ones that said they're just now discovering me.
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm an overnight sensation after 40 years because of the Internet. I think it's the mm-hmm. Internet generation anyway.
Well, and we have a lot of people waking up. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. So like you said to me, I know it, but it is new information. They're beginning to ask questions, and this is good.
Right. And they may have even heard it before, but remember, sometimes you have to hear something three times before it makes sense, before it becomes a concept that you get. So that's where it's okay. We just keep answering.
Before that part of your mind acknowledges what it's heard.
Right.
Okay, well, I think we're going to have, boy, this hour seems to go so fast, but this one might be a longer answer, so I'm going to get into it. We get so many calls where people say they wake up paralyzed, especially mm-hmm. when they maybe in the middle of the night, or they wake up in the morning when they're first waking up, or when they're middle of the night, they wake up paralyzed and they can't move. And, of course, it's terrifying. They don't know what's mm-hmm. going on. They think something negative is attacking them, and I hear all this stuff about ETs, and, you know, they must be doing mm-hmm. something to me and all of this stuff. And it scares them because, it is frightening when something like that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they blame everything on ETs, and I tell them the ETs get blamed for a lot of stuff they don't do.
Right.
They've got a whole lot more things to be involved with than to trying to figure out ways to pester you anyway.
Right.
So they are doing half the things people think they are. Anyway, I can explain why you wake up feeling paralyzed like that.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand is that every night everybody goes out of their body. Mm-hmm. Everybody, no exception. Because the body is what gets tired. It's what needs to sleep. The soul, the real you, the soul, the spirit, never gets tired. So it would get awful bored sitting around waiting for you to wake up so it could get on with its life. So when the body goes to sleep, the soul says, oh boy, now I can go and do what I want to do. And that's the real you, is that part. You're not a body. Remember, you have a body. This is your shell. This is your suit of clothes, your costume you're wearing right now to play this part in this play that you're involved with.
Mm-hmm.
This stage play, that's all it is. It's just an illusion anyway. This is the costume you wear. You have a body. You are not a body. The real you is that spark of life, that spirit, that soul, whatever you want to call it. So whenever the body is asleep, you leave immediately. And you're off. You can go all over the world. You can see anything you want. You can have all kinds of adventures. You can go back to the spirit side and confer with your guides and your masters and elders over there and get further instructions. Or you can go off to another planet and see what that would be like. And you have all kinds of adventures when you think you're sleeping. And the only way you have people have memory of these things are if they have dreams of flying or dreams of being in an unfamiliar place. Then you may be bringing back some memories of what you did when you were out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't get lost because the entire time you're alive, your soul, your spirit is attached, assigned and attached to this body. And it's attached by the silver cord. And this is real because some people who practice out-of-the-body experiences, you know, it can be learned. They have seen the silver cord trailing behind them. And it's like an umbilical that attaches you to your body. So you cannot get lost. And that umbilical, that silver cord, never severs the whole time you're alive. It severs when you die. When you finally leave the body for the very last time, then that will be severed, and you cannot return to the body after that. And the spark of life is gone, and the body begins to deteriorate.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time you are attached by that silver cord to the body. But you're having all kinds of wonderful adventures. You're all over the place. Another thing people don't realize, and I've written about it in my books, is that many of us are doing work at night when you're out of the body. Some people say, I wake up and I'm so tired. What was going on? What happened? Well, you were busy working all night. And some of these are more, I think, would be the more advanced ones, instead of going out and having fun. They are on assignment, and their job is to help people cross over, to help them, to show them the way to go so they can go to the light when they go on the other side. Mm-hmm. And especially if there's big disasters, the tsunamis, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, when many people are killed, and they said a lot of them are dying and leaving all at once,
mm-hmm.
then they have to have people as volunteers to help them, to direct them where they're supposed to go. So they're showing them the way. And but there's so many of them, you can see there'd be mass confusion. So sometimes the more advanced souls are doing this kind of work at night, and very valuable work. They said it's very important. Of course, you can't go all the way to the other side because you're still attached to the human body. But you can show the other spirits where to go because they are out of the body. They can't return, and they're going to the other side. So that's one of the things people are doing, too. So you're doing a lot of very valuable things at night, even though you don't know it. So when all of this is happening, then when it comes in the morning, when it's time to wake up, they reel you in. Just like reeling in a fishing rod. And you're reeled in, the umbilical, the silver cord is reeled in, and you have to return to the body then. And the feeling of being paralyzed means that you came back a little too soon and you're not really connected yet. I've had people say sometimes what happened is just right when you're coming back into the body, maybe there'd be a loud noise or something in the house, and it woke them up before they were really connected back. Because the soul, the spirit has to settle back into the body, and the brain-body connection has to be all hooked up again before you can move.
Mm-hmm.
So it may take it a few minutes. And this is a natural part of waking up. You're moving around, you know, and you're starting to wake up. But if you're jolted awake before it's all hooked back together again. You will have that temporary feeling of being paralyzed. Now, there's no danger in that. I've had people said they've gone to doctors. One person said they was $10,000 in sleep, laboratory sleep experiments to find out what was wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
And if they just understood, that's all it was just that the body, you're out of the body and you're coming back into the body, and it takes a temporary lag there so it can be all hooked back up together again. And if you just, you know, calm down, because it just takes it a minute and it's all back to normal. You just woke up before it was all hooked back together again.
Right, right.
And I think that kind of explains it, doesn't it?
Right. Another one, I don't know if this is one of your questions or not, but another one along that same line that some people ask is they say they'll wake up with bruises on them and they think they've been manhandled by aliens. And that's along the same line of what's happening here. I wonder if you might address that real quick.
Well, that deals with when they're having UFO experiences.
Well, you said it's the process of when they come back into the body.
Yeah, because the settling back in, too.
Right.
Because they said even the act of breathing sometimes can create bruises.
Right. It's just that process of coming back in. And if you bruise easily, then you're going to show bruises. So, And it's not that you necessarily had a UFO encounter. It's just that you were out and then you came back. And it's just, you know, the way it affected you.
Yeah, because
you,
that's another thing I said. They blame it on the ETs. And
right.
I said, actually, they've got a lot more going on in their lives. They don't have time to spend time figuring out how we're going to torment this human here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is very natural explanations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, there are some people who are taught. Some of them do it naturally, but some of them take classes in how to go out of the body.
Right.
Because they want to do it. A lot of my clients say some of them do it automatically, and other ones say they want to learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you better be careful what you ask for. But I guess they think it would be an adventure to go out of their body and just go all over the place and be conscious of what they were seeing.
It's a conscious awareness, and that's different than what we normally do. So we want to be, you know, sometimes that's fun. It's just to be conscious of the abilities that you have, you know, and do these things. So nothing wrong with that.
Because the other one is spontaneous. It happens to everybody. And now there's no exceptions. It happens to everybody, whether you know it or not.
Right.
There's no way you're going to keep it from happening unless you're not a never go to sleep. But you can't do that. So there's nothing to be feared about it. It's a very natural thing as the spirit releases and goes on its job while the body is asleep.
Right.
But there are places that have classes to learn, to teach people how to go out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
One of these is the Monroe Institute in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very popular. They have very intensive classes out there. I was out there one time, trying to think if it's outside of Richmond, Charlottesville, somewhere outside of Richmond is where it is. It's out in the country. I was there, but you're not allowed into the institute while they're having classes, so I just saw the outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Gateway program especially is very intensive, and they teach people how to have psychic experiences and how to have spontaneous out of the body and how to direct it and be able to use it. Because Robert Monroe, when he discovered he was having these, he learned how to control it. And he wrote many books on it. And that's been kind of the Bible of the out-of-the-body experiences, I guess you would say. He was a pioneer who first wrote about it and told how to do it. And then he founded the Monroe Institute. And they have tapes that they play to bring the mind, the two sides of the brain, I think it's to bring them into sync so that they're operating together, and they have different ways of doing this. I've never gone and studied it, but I've talked to people who have taken the classes.
Uh-huh.
And this allows the brain, the person, to have conscious out-of-the-body experiences and be able to direct them. So those of you that are interested in it, these are things to explore. They also have other classes, too, along the psychic events and things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you do wake up occasionally paralyzed, believe me, there's nothing out there trying to get you or attack you or anything. You're just having a very natural experience.
Right. You're just trying to get back into your body.
Yeah.
Some people
have told me when they have this happen and they're laying there paralyzed, they have the feeling there's other beings in the room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is part of one of the questions. They have sensed there's beings in the room. They can't quite make them out, or they're like glowing energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they think it has something to do with ETs.
Right.
It's not. Those are your guides and your guardian angels,
mm-hmm.
whichever one you want to call them.
Right. That's
because,
your protection that's constantly around you.
Yes, because when you go out of the body at night, you're always protected. You're never
mm-hmm.
alone. And
right.
they go with you, and they stay with you, and they escort you back to make sure you get back into your body safely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all of this, it's all natural.
Right. Well, and if you saw that, well, then there's your verification. I mean, that shows you. I mean, if you're wondering who you really are and where we come from, there's verification of it right there. So, yeah, those are your guides. Those are your beings. Those are your everything. So,
your protectors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because people, when they don't understand something, fear comes in.
Right.
Fear is the strongest emotion that a human has. And if you don't understand something, you bring in that fear and you start thinking of all these other horrible things that could be going on when actually
yeah.
it's a very natural,
mm-hmm.
simple thing. So just relax.
Well, and people have to understand. I mean, that's an earth thing. That's a 3D, this level thing, that fear. There is nothing to be feared. That is totally created on this level. And, I mean, we are so protected. We are so, there's so much light everywhere around us. And there really is nothing to be afraid of. There is no fear once you leave this plane. It's only here. And that's, like you said, just chill out. Just let go of it because it's not real. None of it's real. It's just, there's nothing there. And so it's like, yeah, it's just because you don't understand it. That's all it is. But if you can let go of that and realize, just say, okay, just because I don't understand it, whatever it is, I don't understand it. So just allow that to filter in and go, okay, whatever it is, it's okay. I just don't understand it, which is why I want to fear it. But there's nothing to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. There's always an explanation.
Right.
If we're coming to time to sign off again.
Right, right.
But I've had some clients that come to me and they say they're afraid of everything.
Yeah, that's sad.
And that's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I keep trying to tell them. Don't you realize when you're afraid of everything, you're sending out that fear energy. Remember,
mm-hmm.
energy attracts like energy.
Right, and it creates. It attracts and it creates it. And people could say, I can show you this evil thing. Well, what they don't understand is that is their fear manifested. You know, that don't take this fear stuff lightly. That's an emotion. And that creates. I know it's hard to believe, but.
Thoughts are things. Thoughts
Absolutely.
Create.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're projecting fear, you're going to draw to you the very thing you're afraid of because
Absolutely.
It attracts it to you.
And you're going
to
say, oh, see, I told you that was out there. I told you. But what you have to understand is you made that. You mm-hmm. created that. It wasn't out there until you feared it. So,
mm-hmm.
yes. So you've got to watch what you think. You have to watch your emotions and what you do with them.
Yeah.
There's nothing, there's no room for fear at all.
We live in a beautiful, wonderful world, and we're highly protected. You just have to remember that. And
yes.
we're coming to time to stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good note to leave on. We are part of a beautiful, loving universe and world.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the numbers verify it, too, repeating numbers.
That's right.
Okay.
That, see, a lot of times that is what they're trying to tell you. Yes, yes, yes.
We're
it's
here.
All okay. So.
Okay, so we're going to have to sign off now before they pull the plug.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back live on March the 11th.
Yes.
And we'll have a lot to talk about because of all the adventures in the next 3 weeks.
Right.
And if you want any more information, check our website. You can,
yes.
Or you can just type in DoloresCannon.com, and it'll take
right.
you to all the information about the classes, the lectures, and the premiere.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good night, everybody, and I hope you are all staying warm anyway.
Yes.
good night, and thanks for listening.
Good night, and manifest wonderful events. Good night.